Improv is literally life. It's literally life. And it stands to reason that if you're a great improv actor, you're gonna be better at life. I'm not exaggerating because it's true. None of us, not a single one of us, wake up in the morning and find a script on the nightstand that tells us what to say throughout the day. It just doesn't happen. We are indeed, I am now, right now, improvising. None of this is written down. It's just coming out of my mouth, and I'm speaking to you in this way. I'm improvising these words as I come out of my mouth, and this is what we do when we communicate, right? Shaking hands and high fives, and as we talk about what we did, so on and so forth, we're improvising. And because these thoughts and intentions and emotions and questions and all the things that we do and say come out of our volition, out of our brains and out of our hearts on an instantaneous, I just thought of it, kind of a basis, everything really is improvisation. Life is improvisation. Now, hopefully through this curriculum over the 6 weeks, I'm going to get you perhaps to examine acting, certainly, as well as improvisation itself, and then on a larger scale as we zoom out into life, if you will, on how to perhaps conduct ourselves in our communication from day to day, not only just in our life day to day, but how to like focus into the characters that we are auditioning for, that we the stuff that we've booked as we step into that session, how to approach these things with an improv in mind, which in my opinion and in my experience makes you a more dynamic, accepting, pleasurable, and like just pleasant actor to be around, who can take these suggestions and make changes on the fly and really bring forth a real life person in characterization rather than a body in a space who knows how to read. Huge difference, obviously. And what I'm interested in having all of you walk away after 6 weeks with me is the absolute goals and absolute courage and the philosophical and figurative cojones, if you will, to make bold choices in your characterization, in your storytelling, both inside your booth, privately with the auditions, as well as in directed sessions with other people. And that courage takes work, and the capacity to make these decisions and make strong choices and make the commitment to stay in that lane does indeed take work. For some of us, maybe not so much, but for some of us, maybe a lot. For some of us, it really depends, and everybody is different. And our journey, every single one of our journey has been different and individual so far. So we're going to be drawing a lot from our past experiences and our expertise and knowledge, as well as who you are and who you could possibly be, maybe, and explore into some unknown territories of characterization and emotions and directions of storytelling, in statuses and characters and storytelling conflicts that you may not be so comfortable with. I don't know. I'm going to push you in. I'm going to try my best to push you into some uncomfortable places to see how you react. And we'll all sit here and examine you, won't we? I promise it's not as drastic as I'm making it out to be. I'm just making up words. Improv. Thank you very much. The first concept I want to introduce to you, right in alignment with that, with what I just talked about, is the following phrase. It's one of my favorite phrases of all time. It is to fail spectacularly. Nobody wants to fail. We're human beings, right? We get put into a competitive thing, and we have to win. We have to win, right? There's no, if you lose, it's unacceptable, and we're punished, and letter F gets put on our records and whatever, right? Percentages. Nobody wants to fail, and we've been raised that way. Is that okay? That's fine. It's winning is better. But in improv, losing is sometimes better. The audience might like you if you lose. Spoiler alert, Hamlet dies in the end, and it's fine. You know what I mean? He has definitely lost in that story over and over again for the past how many centuries it's been. And every night somewhere in the world, Hamlet dies and that guy loses a lot and it's perfectly fine. Not only should you just die, you should die with a poison rapier, of course, right? That is indeed failing spectacularly. And because everything we're going to do for the next 6 weeks is all made up on the spot, and it's not planned, it's not written by a copywriter or a playwright or somebody who knows how to write stories to be meticulously crafted with its turns and pitfalls and what is it, the switches or whatever, it's not going to go well. The stuff that we're going to do is not going to go well. Sometimes it will. Those magical moments when everything goes well and then clicks together, it will happen, sure. But most of the time, 90%, 97, 89.2% of the time, we're going to fail. We're going to fail terribly. It's not going to work out. You're not going to do well. We're going to fail. And we're all going to feel, oh, I failed. Yeah. That's the first place I want to start with you. If you're going to fail, if you know you're likely going to fail, might as well fail spectacularly and have fun with it in the meantime. Look, if you have a 10% booking rate in voice acting, that's God tier. Nobody books 10%. It's ridiculous, right? So if 90% of our auditions are going to get rejected, we might as well have fun doing it. And because you're having fun in that audition, it might get booked. And you may reach 10%, maybe. But having that mindset, having that attitude of send and forget, this is not going to work. And if it might, but fully expecting it to fail and being okay with that. Not only just being okay with that, and if it does indeed fail, to commit to it and drive further to make it fail spectacularly and walk away with a smile at the end is the first lesson I want to talk about with you. To fail spectacularly, to accept it, to fail, and know that it's okay. You have failed at an improv game in a Zoom call with some dude in LA. Oh no, your life is over. No, it's fine. It's gonna be fine. Right? You're gonna do this audition that you love for this one IP. This character is literally you. So you just put your heart and soul into it. You spend 5 hours crafting this beautiful audition and you send it off and you light some candles and sacrifice a chicken and all these things. And then you don't hear back. And just, oh, sure, life is going to end. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's not going to end. You're going to be okay. There's going to be more characters to audition for down the line. It's going to be okay. But the process of having absolutely the time of your life making that audition and then finding yourself on TikTok dancing and sacrificing the chicken, please don't do that. That process of doing it in that way is going to be so much fun and enjoyable for you. And that is what I'd like you to focus on. And this class, in the next 6 weeks, that is what we're going to focus on. The process of creating these characters and telling these stories through the vehicle of these games and activities and improv structural things I'm going to present to you to hopefully get you to focus in on the fun of it all. If I could attribute any of my successes for which that I'm grateful for and that I'm humble for, I can 100% attest to it and say I have achieved those things, whether it be a client or a role or a relationship or connection or whatever. I did it because I had fun. I honestly think so. And newsflash, casting directors and directors want to work with fun people. It's true. And if you can display that you can have fun with this character and really genuinely have the time of your life recording that audition, I promise they're going to hear it. And they're going to go, man, listen to this person and look how fun they're having with the audition material we gave to them. So we're going to focus on fun. Even if we fail, and we're gonna a lot because it's improv and anything can happen, everything will go wrong, of course. And because we're expecting it, because we're expecting it to happen, because it's improv. Look, it's not an if. We are going to fail a lot. Get used to it in the next 6 weeks. And if we're going to fail, we might as well fail spectacularly, is my point.